Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with conductor Fabio Luisi when he was in town to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra. After we talked about the music, I asked him about his other activity, developing perfumes.
This is a hobby. This is something I liked since many, many years, and then I decided to do it by myself.
Are perfumes, is this something like music or different from music for you?
As a conductor in music, you don't create, you reproduce. Trying to understand the thoughts of the composers, but it is not a creation. We are not creators, we are just reproducers. In the perfume, I try to create a perfume which doesn't exist yet, which is first an idea, and then coming from this idea, I try to realize it.
How did you get into this?
Well, it was a passion since I was a kid, and then I like to smell perfumes especially, but there are so many smells in life. It's not only good smells, there are all a lot of different smells, and this is a very interesting world. The smells is underrated right now. We live in a visual world, and what we hear, what we smell, what we feel is not so important, unfortunately. And so the idea to have something to do with smells is very primordial, and it is very important for the human race in general. And so creating them is, of course, it is a hobby, but it is something which is enriching my life.
It's interesting you say that because it's true, isn't it, that if we don't use our senses, they go away. And smell is something that's kind of like music in its mysteriousness. It's difficult sometimes to describe it in words.
Well, music is the way to approach feelings, which cannot be approached by words. Smells work a little bit like music because they bypass the intellect. This is a physiological law. They go directly to a part of the brain which is responsible for emotions. So you smell something and one emotion or one remembering pops up, and with music is the same.
Do you ever use the idea of smells in working with an orchestra?
No, not really, because it is the word of smell is a word which is very far from our auditive world. But what I use is colors, and I describe my perfumes with colors.
So what is the Tchaikovsky Symphony? What colors does it have in it?
Oh, a lot of colors. I see a lot of orange and green in the first movement. I see a lot of red and black in the third movement. And I see a lot of brown and probably dark blue in the last movement.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Fabio Luisi.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.